Lawyers for Senator Ted Stevens filed a handful of motions today to dismiss the charges against him. Stevens faces 7 counts of lying on his financial disclosure forms to cover up $250,000 worth of gifts from the oil field services company Vico. He's scheduled to go to trial in Washington, D.C. next month. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, the accelerated schedule Stevens' lawyers requested means the motions are coming all at once.
According to Ted Stevens' lawyers, there are loads of reasons why the federal case against him should be dismissed. In a motion filed Thursday, they say the indictment is vague, unconstitutionally vague, because it doesn't state exactly what items should have been listed on Stevens' financial disclosure forms. Senators must list all the gifts they receive, worth about $300. The Justice Department says Stevens accepted $250,000 in under-the-table gifts, but his lawyers claim that the government doesn't say exactly what they are or what they're worth. The defense lawyers filed another motion, arguing that some of the charges are outside of a 5-year statute of limitations. It comes down to whether the alleged crime was a continuing scheme or multiple separate events. The government prosecutors say Stevens lied on his forms starting in 2001. Stevens' lawyers say the case should also be thrown out because it violates what's called the speech or debate clause. It says that how a legislator acted, voted, or decided shouldn't be held to judicial scrutiny. The lawyers also say the senator's staff should be protected by the speech or debate clause, so shouldn't give evidence. This is a hot topic right now in the legal world as the courts figure out just how much lawmakers should be protected. The courts recently threw out the evidence of an FBI raid of the Congressional Office of Louisiana's William Jefferson, saying it was unconstitutional. The question now is how much of a legislator's actions are protected. The defense lawyers also want a paragraph from the indictment removed. The graph alleges that during the same time Stevens was concealing gifts from Vico and its CEO, he used his official position on behalf of the oil field services company. Stevens has not been charged with bribery, so his lawyers say don't suggest he was being bribed. They call the paragraph prejudicial. And if none of that makes the judge see their point of view, Stevens' lawyers have one more argument. They say the case should be thrown out because it's up to the Senate to investigate and punish its own members. Since the alleged lies were on the Senate financial disclosure forms, Stevens' lawyers say it's the responsibility of Congress to investigate and enforce its own rules. The government prosecutors will have a chance to respond to the motions. There's much for Judge Emmett Sullivan to review, and next week he'll hold a hearing to decide whether the trial should be held in Washington, D.C. as planned, or move to Alaska, as Stevens wants. In Washington, D.C., I'm Libby Casey.